Certainly an exciting day for the Edmonton Oilers to acquire Duncan Keith.
Just felt like the Edmonton Oilers right now, it was a good fit, a great fit. Excited to start this new chapter of my career and try to win a cup in Edmonton.
It's always been my goal to be able to stay in Edmonton, and it's just what I've wanted. I've loved my time in Edmonton so far. The team is progressing the way we want it to, and I want to be a part of that. And obviously, the biggest reason I want to stay is I want to win at Edmonton.
Here's McCabe, all the way, scores!
Welcome to the Locked On Oilers podcast for this Monday, December 20th. I'm your host, Hernan Salas from TSN 1260, the Two Guys in a Goalie podcast. You can connect with me, like always, on Twitter at HernanTheMan and at Locked On Oilers. No Oilers action this week. All games have been postponed as the Oilers were set to take on the Ducks, the Kings, and the Sharks, but everything has been shut down with the increase in COVID cases all around the NHL. Lots to get to. The Oilers are coming off an impressive 5-3 win over the Kraken. They've won two straight. They sit at 18-11 on the season, but we won't be seeing them until next week at the earliest. And we'll see what happens this week with many games already being postponed. And to break it all down on this Monday, we just did the morning show on TSN 1260. It's Tommy Gazzola from obviously TSN 1260 and the Oil Stream podcast with Dustin Nielsen. Tommy, how you doing?
Well, you and tired? I just did 4 hours of radio together. I'm yeah. Great.
Yeah, yeah. So if you were annoyed by that, you're probably not going to listen to this.
No, but you're going
to
love it. Even better.
But Tommy, lots going on. But let's get to that game on Saturday. We did the post-game show. The Oilers started off kind of slow.
Mm-hmm.
But they grinded one out, man. That was a solid effort by the Oilers that are missing a ton of players. JP tested positive earlier in the day, and they're missing two of their top six, Duncan Keith, two bottom six guys. But all in all, they got it done, Tom.
Satisfying, yeah. Satisfying. Same kind of theme as the other night against Columbus, where you're like, okay, that's better. At least they're not losing again, and they stopped the losing streak at six games. And the goal against Skinner to start things off, no bueno. And then they give up another one, and you're going, no. Was that win against the Jackets just a blip on the radar and they're back to their losing ways? But they gutted one out, and they needed to gut out mm-hmm. wins. Like, they weren't winning with skill. The lineup was being decimated by injury and COVID, and they got it done. You got some really good performances from guys like Colton Sevier. You saw Warren Fogle with a couple of goals. Obviously, McDavid, Drysdale doing their thing, but even Kyler Yamamoto got shots on net.
Yeah.
And it led to a goal, one of them. My goodness, isn't that amazing? And, you know, it's nice to see. And after the bad goal and then the second goal that Skinner allowed, he shut things down pretty good. He made a miraculous save on Jared McCann later in the game. And they just flat out gutted out a win, and that's good. You know, hopefully we see them on the 27th, and by then, a much more complete lineup as COVID-19 and this Omicron variant does what it's doing. It has over 100 players on the COVID list right now and a bunch of officials, coaches. It's just running rampant. Nanso, and I don't know. Do we have an answer to this yet? No. We'll wait and see.
No, it's crazy. And it's almost like might be a blessing in disguise for the Oilers. Let's just say they had to play tonight with that lineup. And no offense to Seth Griffiths and Cooper Marody. They came in, they played well. They only 5 and 6 minutes each, but Marody picked up an assist. And you always saw him out there with Drysdale and McDavid.
Yeah.
But they came in and they gutted one out, and they didn't let the team down in their limited minutes. This benefits the Oilers because going into these three games against the West Coast teams, I was a little concerned, especially if they had that same lineup.
Yeah.
Because they're not the Kraken, right? The other teams?
No, and the Kraken, you know, the Kraken were playing okay, but not particularly great when the Oilers got them. And so with Anaheim having an excellent season, and I think they're relatively healthy when I looked at their injury report earlier this morning compared to the Oilers. So I think that would have put the Oilers at a major disadvantage. So this cross-border travel thing is another pain in the butt that's kind of popped up here. So blessing in disguise, you know, is a fair way to put it. Now you can allow these guys to finish up their quarantine and get through COVID protocol. I feel like, and I don't know for sure, I haven't heard anything or seen anything as of the time of recording, I feel like there might be some more positives. Just feels like that's the way it's going. Just every hour we see more and more names pop up on the COVID protocol list. So this will give some buffer time to it. And then guys like Hyman and Smith, who are injured, also will have time to recover as well. And so I'm not as gloom and doom about this go-round as opposed to March of 2020, although March of 2020, we're like, hey, I mean, you know, 2 weeks, we'll be back.
Yeah, we really didn't know.
Not a clue.
What we're in store for.
What and, a devastating time that was.
And now we're, it feels like it's similar, but I think we're more prepared now.
Yeah.
Like, we're not surprised by much.
Right. And the overwhelming majority of players who've had it have reported either being asymptomatic or minimal symptoms. There's been some that have dealt with some crappy symptoms.
Yeah.
But for the most part, everyone's getting through it okay. And the NFL, man, is setting an interesting precedent by target testing its vaccinated players.
This holiday season, grab the protein bar that tastes like a candy bar, or even better than a candy bar, Built Bar. Filled with so much whole holiday goodness, rich with decadent flavor, covered in chalk, but amazingly low in calories, sugar, net carbs, and fat, and high in protein. You get the best of both worlds, delicious and healthy. So many flavors, you have a hard time choosing. Will you have raspberry or mint brownie, cherry or double chocolate, cookies and cream, or peanut butter brownie? Built Bar gives you that extra feel you need to bust down the mall doors and battle all the holiday shoppers. Or if you're just standing in endless shopping lines, Built Bar can give you that extra something to keep you going. So throw one in your jacket or purse. You never know when you're going to need it. Go to Built.com and use promo code LOCK15 and get 15% off your order. Use promo code LOCK15 for 15% off at Built.com. Well, let's get to that. Well, Philadelphia just releasing Fletcher and a couple players in COVID protocol, but he says the players are fine.
Yeah.
Stevie Y had an interesting presser on the weekend. You're hearing some players saying, let's just play.
Torrey Krug and Ryan O'Reilly.
And like you mentioned, the NFL is only going to test players that have symptoms.
Yeah.
And today on the Nielsen show, we talked to Pierre LeBrun, Greg Wyshynski, Ryan Rashog, and they're all like, we don't think the NHL is going to follow that suit. Like, where would you go with this? Because it is interesting what the NFL is doing. I just can't see the NHL following that, because at the end of the day, you still have to take care of people.
Yes.
Like, just because no one's severely ill, you never know, though. It's a tough situation.
I understand that, and I agree with it. That's why I'm torn on this one. Because, you know, everything we're seeing or hearing, for the most part, again, is that they're doing okay. You just mentioned the Flyers situation. Another player that spoke out today was Connor Hellebuck, saying he wants to see them play. But that comes with mixed reactions. And me, the fan of sport, the fan of hockey, covering the NHL and the Edmonton Oilers, I want to see them continue, obviously. I don't want to go through what we went through last year. And then even waiting for the 2020-2021 season to get going again, that was a long wait. I just don't want to go through that again, selfishly. But at the same time, you're going, yeah, but this disease is messing people up. So part of me sees what the NFL is doing, and I'm enticed by it. And I'm like, hey, NHL, maybe do the same thing. But then the other part of me is saying, what are you talking about, dum-dum? Like, smarten up. People are dying every day still.
At the end, it's just hockey.
I know.
We went 4 months without it in 2020. I think we can be okay.
I'll say this. My gut tells me that the NHL will follow the NFL.
Oh, okay.
I think it will.
See, I feel like they're going to go the other way. And just as we're speaking right now, there is 5 games slated for today. 3 have been postponed. Add another one. Columbus, yeah. Buffalo postponed. As the Jackets add Eric Robinson, Andrew Peak, and Jonas Corposalo into NHL's COVID protocol. So we're down to one game tonight.
Yeah. Well, the NFL's, I'm sure the NBA and NHL are watching it going, oh, we could probably do that. And then the border thing that Rashog brought up.
Yeah.
I think they could, you know, get that exemption status. And people are wondering, did Jesse Puljujärvi make it back to Edmonton? Yeah, he did. They chartered him back, or they had the private jet bring him back.
Oh, okay. I did. Yeah, okay.
That's how you get him back.
Listen, I don't think, and kudos to the leagues because no one's ever dealt with this stuff before.
No.
I mean, so far the season had been good up until, what, the last couple of weeks, and yep. We saw the mess there in Calgary. So it's we're going to get through this, like, just like we have everything else, Tom, but we'll see how the NHL goes, in what direction, and we're seeing Canada pull out of the Spangler Cup, which is unfortunate, especially for our buddy Dusty. Yep. Like, that's always a fun tournament, but it's just too risky right now. Olympic-wise, I mean, Pierre LeBrun said it. He goes, the NHL, like, there's no way the NHL is going to the Olympics.
No.
Like, it's ridiculous to even think.
Yeah, yeah. The restrictions in China, COVID, all of that. You could kiss it bye-bye. And I like the Olympics. I like seeing NHL players there, but health and safety, I guess. Timing of it, not a good situation. So, and then having said health and safety, I do realize I'm the one who said I'm selfishly wanting the NHL to follow what the NFL is doing. So I get it. I get it.
I mean, we're all going to miss games this week. Like, they're always fun. I mean, for us, it was going to be a tough schedule because they're doing the morning show and doing late games. And,
yeah.
And I mean, we're not complaining. But at the same time, I was telling you this morning, it sucks when you don't have Oiler games to break down the next day and or tee up. And but we understand it. Like, I'm not upset about it. It's just like one of those things where you're like, I'm kind of happy and I'm kind of sad we're not going to get to watch the Edmonton Oilers.
Yeah. It is the Christmas season, so it kind of eases it.
Yeah, like, yeah, and you're for right, sure. Like, and it's just right before the break, too. Right. So,
and the other thing, too, is like, okay, so the Oilers are not playing. This is what I was thinking to myself yesterday. I'm like, the Oilers aren't playing those three games that were left before Christmas. I'm like, all right, well, I could probably make it to practice. They'll probably practice around noon because it's not a game day. And last night they sent out a memo to the media saying no practice tomorrow. So that.
Yeah, and further info.
Like,
and I guess, we don't know. They haven't announced anything really, but we don't know if there's more COVID cases.
I'm guessing there is. Like,
there
just,
probably
just
is.
Just because of how things have trended, but hopefully not.
I just checked the media group and...
nothing?
Nothing, so...
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, so a lot of things going on. Obviously, COVID break right now. It's what we're calling it because a lot of teams are shut down. Montreal's also been shut down to the 26th, and... for these teams, like, is it like Calgary was playing so well, Toronto was rolling, Edmonton was feeling good about themselves after two straight wins after losing six straight. I think it's going to take these teams a while to get back into the flow of things because they can't practice, Tom. Well, I think in Edmonton, they're not completely shut down, but I'm talking about Calgary, Montreal. Is it going to affect these teams when they come back and get ready to go again?
I think if a team was really hot, maybe they're going to be a bit of a, not mess, but they'll be rusty. Nowhere near the same level of rust or disorganization or whatever you want to describe it as what we saw in the bubble, because that was a 4-month pause.
Yeah.
And then guys were worried. They were in a weird situation where they were living in a hotel in a different city and they had to commit. Remember, they had to go into the bubble for 2 weeks prior. I don't think it'll have that much of a disruption, but if a team was like on a hot streak or a cold streak, then they can come in and just, you know, kind of not pick up where they left off, but kind of get going again and not worry about what was happening prior to that. So that I don't think it's anywhere near as what it used to be, obviously, or was before.
Yeah, no doubt. It's been a bit of a downer pod. It's just with everything going on in
cheer up, man.
North American sports. Two NFL games tonight.
There
though,
you go. And the 49ers won.
And the 49ers.
Cardinals got their asses kicked by Detroit. Unbelievable. I'm still mad about that.
BetOnline has you covered all season with more props, odds, and lines than ever before as football season continues the march to the playoffs. BetOnline remains your number one spot for all the sports action this season. Head to our new updated desktop or mobile website to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code LOCKEDON to receive your bonus. From basketball, football, NHL, boxing, and UFC, right to your favorite Vegas casino games, don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. Bet online, where the game starts. Well, let's get back to that game on Saturday, Tom. Some positive performances. I mean, what are you making of Colton Sevier now? Is he, once McLeod, Shore, all these guys are back in the lineup, is this guy in your top 12?
I think for the time being, yeah. I mean, he's outperforming Derek Ryan.
Yeah, fair enough.
I think Devin Shore actually was playing pretty good. Those guys are hustling. These are veteran guys. This is why you gave Colton Sevier a PTO and then signed him to a deal. He's played 500-plus games. You got Shore, who earned his keep in training camp and was playing decently well, came back and was okay, and then goes into COVID protocol. And then you had a guy in Ryan McLeod that was kind of picking it up, and then he goes into COVID protocol. So, yeah, I think Colton Sevier has earned that spot for now. I mean, and then here's some other encouraging things. Is like Brendan Perlini gets his first goal and first assist, and then you also see Tyler Benson, like, controlling the puck, having his best game on Saturday. So that's encouraging in itself, too. The other thing, though, is the pause. Do they just pick up where they left off?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
But with Tyler Benson is a guy that he's played in 14 games this season, but in those games he gets 5-6 minutes just because in a lot of those games the Oilers are trailing. Yeah. So that fourth line doesn't get a lot of ice. In this game, they're down to 11 forwards, two AHL guys. Couturier had a non-COVID-related injury, yeah, whatever you want to call it.
Block a shot.
Blocked a shot against Columbus. Yeah. So you pretty much rolled out there with nine NHL guys. And Tyler Benson got the minutes, and he showed that he can play. What I liked about him the most is he was finishing his checks. He almost scored. He had a nice shot in the slot.
Yeah.
And he shows in glimpses that he does read the game well because he's very smart with the puck. So. Yeah. Is it just a case of him getting more ice time, Tom? Because, let's be honest, he's not going to jump into the top six. So he's got to find that spot in the bottom six. And I think what he did on Saturday night is exactly what he has to do. Now it's up to him and the coaching staff to give him more minutes.
Right. I was impressed when he got his touches that he was hanging onto the puck and looking to make plays.
He looked confident.
And he was skating with the puck. Usually we just see him kind of one touch, not really do too much, cycle the puck, and he was actually hanging on to it, creating some opportunities, which is great. Maybe it's starting to click for him. I don't know. I mean, when you know you're going to be out there for a regular shift, it just gives you better confidence. You're in the flow of the game. Whereas when you're a fourth liner who's maybe sat out the last few, you go out there and you're like, well, I better not screw up. Otherwise, I'm going to be back in the press box next game. And it just makes a world of difference when you know that the coach needs to use you and you have to rise to the occasion. And I think that benefited Benson the other night.
And this was going to be a tough December to close out. I mean, Anaheim, LA, San Jose, all three games postponed this week. Next week, still don't know if they're going to play, but they get Calgary, St. Louis. I mean, New Jersey's not playing well, but Tom, when you
neither
look...
Neither are the Islanders either.
Yeah. So they're there for the taking, but the Oilers struggle with teams that are usually lower than them. I guess it's stupid to kind of like project what was going to happen. But going into this week, to say the games were playing, how did you think the Oilers were going to fare in this West Coast three games they're going to play?
With the lineup decimated,
yeah,
I think they would have lost tonight against the Ducks. The Ducks, again, from what I remember, pretty healthy, playing well, leading the Pacific as of right now. And then I think the back-to-back LA-San Jose in California, I think they would have been in trouble there too. Again, just the depleted lineup back-to-back. I think it would have been a rough week to end a rough December.
Yeah, I'm with you. And that's why I'm kind of like, well, at least they're shutting it down. And good thing they're playing America, because with this lineup, they played well against Seattle, I get it. But I think these three teams are just a little different, right? And the Ducks are rolling their first, but Oilers have three games in hand. Tommy, I mean, what else can we talk about? I mean, almost every game has been postponed. There's not a lot of news coming from the Oilers.
Yeah.
The Saturday game, it is what it is. They picked up an interesting one. So we do have some news here, just breaking. So Seth Griffith, Cooper Marody, loaned to Bakersfield, placed in COVID protocol, Darnell Nurse, and William Lagesson.
There you go. See?
So we knew this was going to be... we knew this was going to be more cases added, more trouble. I'm surprised they went ahead with that game, knowing that JP tested while he was with the team. Oleksiak in Seattle, too, just before
pulled
the game.
Right before the game. But I'm not surprised that it went even after Puljujärvi got pulled out, because that's the policy that's in place, and they followed it. That's what they think is the best course of action. They followed it. Here we are.
So that's two more players.
They're
sending
seven.
They're sending those two guys down. They probably tested negative just so they can play, because they're not going to sit here and wait, right? All the other guys will come off. I think McLeod went on last Tuesday.
Yeah, and then, sure. So these two, would they go in retroactive to yesterday? That's what I'm not sure about. If they would have to have tested positive yesterday.
So imagine if they were playing tonight. What the hell would they would have done with Nurse and Legacy? Like, you really have no one.
You have nobody.
Like,
yeah. So,
I'll be honest. I'm surprised there's no more Oilers. I'm surprised it's just two. No, that's not good. Now,
it could be more tomorrow, though.
Could be more tomorrow.
Seriously.
Yeah. Everybody better stay home and just chill and not hang out with anybody. So,
but that's the other thing is, like, it's running through these teams. If the majority of the guys get it, and then you all go through protocol and you have this week buffer before you're playing games again, then maybe it's over. Maybe it's over and done with.
I don't know
for sure, but I'm just, in theory, it's over and done with. Like, Calgary, in theory, should not have COVID positive tests the rest of the year, right?
Basically,
the whole lineup outside of Kachuk has tested positive.
That's the thing. And like, Nurse and Legacy are there. They're in the dressing room. They're in the plane. Like, it's just, I don't.
Yeah.
This is getting beyond ridiculous right now.
It's crazy.
So, the Oilers will be off. We'll see if they play on the 27th. Tom, I know you want to get to your nap here. I want to get to mine too. Thank you for joining me here. Talking on it's tough times right now when it comes to the sports world. We're lucky enough to get paid to talk about this stuff, but I'd rather be talking about games and fun stuff, but it's our reality right now, the world we live in with the pandemic. So
guess what? Tomorrow morning, we get to talk about 1 out of 5 NHL games.
Yeah, no doubt. If that game is not canceled by the time we hit 5 o'clock,
oh,
right?
Boy.
So, we'll keep on rolling here, buddy. Thank you so much for taking the time to join me.
Anytime.
And for all my listeners, hope you're enjoying this podcast. We'll have more for you this week. And, hopefully we have some games. If not, we'll just be kind of recapping up until this point because there's not much to talk about, especially with the team being shut down here up until next week. Hopefully, we don't know, but we'll keep you updated on all of that. Like always, hit me up on Twitter at Hernan the Man and at Locked On Oilers. Download and subscribe on your favorite apps for all the latest episodes. For my producer Juanito and the Locked On Oilers podcast, I am Hernan the Man talking Los Petroleros. Enjoy your Monday. Stay safe, stay warm. We'll chat tomorrow.